Let's go to the news line this morning. Joining us from the Colorado Springs Fire Department, Sunny Maldino. I can talk this morning, Sunny. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know what? It's a Monday. How are you?
It is a Monday. I feel the same. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we just want to make sure, since it's such a cold week this week, that everybody's staying safe in their homes, clearly. But what we find around this time of year when everyone starts, you know, really using those heaters and alternate heats around their home is the carbon monoxide alarms start popping off.
Right.
And that's a good thing. If your alarm is going off, that means you have one. So we want to make sure everybody does have those alarms in place and they know what causes that, what they need to be aware of.
And Sunny, we talk about testing and the carbon monoxide alarms. And what is a good test to run? Is to check the batteries and stuff like that?
It's similar to your smoke alarm. Okay. You're definitely going to want to have an alarm on each level of your home. So if you have a basement and two levels, you need three of them. It doesn't really matter where you put them. They can be, you know, there's plug-in ones, which are really easy, and those can just plug into the wall. There's some that are combination smoke alarm, carbon monoxide alarm. Those are wonderful. If you're looking at replacing, you can just do a two-for-one in that. But making sure you have one on each level of the home, and then checking those again, like we would our smoke alarms, it's ideally to do it monthly. There's some very fancy carbon monoxide alarms, and there's some very basic ones. It really doesn't matter. You need to just have one. Whatever you can afford, whatever you feel comfortable with, it's just a matter of having those. And then making sure that you're checking them. And what we find, too, is we had a lot of hail damage this last year, and significant. And we'll find a lot of times when you get a new roof put on, that maybe some of those vents have been damaged, or we've even seen them where they've been covered up. And so that will start pushing back the carbon monoxide that those vents are made to release from the house back into your home. And that's why it's so critical, for having those alarms, because you just don't know, because you can't smell it, you can't taste it.
Right.
You just start feeling really sick, like you've got the flu. And being that it is flu season, it can be kind of confusing if you're just sick, or if it's something in your home environmentally.
And Sunny, we've talked about every 10 years you need to replace smoke detectors. Is that the same rule of thumb for carbon monoxide detectors?
You need to check the manufacturer, whatever kind you buy, but the ones that you can get to plug in, those ones that are more common, those are 7 years. That sensor is really only guaranteed for 7 years. Now, the unit may just look like it's working, and that may be so, but the sensor itself is really what we are looking at when we look at longevity for those kind of alarms, and making sure that it's guaranteed to work for that 7 years. Many of the new things, the new technologies actually have those voice commands that will tell you, you know, you need to check me, or they will say, this is going to, you know, time out. So look ahead and look and see what you can have and find out there. And they're just it definitely is one of those things. We see a lot of people who get very, very sick from carbon monoxide poisoning or even pass away. So we really want to make sure that everybody is taking a look at that and not using things in your home that are going to generate additional carbon monoxide, like warming your car up in the garage with your door open to your home. This time of year, people want their cars nice and warm before they hop in, but they're just essentially putting all that carbon monoxide from those vehicles from the garage into the house. And it's more common than you think. You think it's common sense, open it up, your garage, but we see it a lot. So we want to make sure everybody's staying safe.
And Sunny, best tip for those that live, say, in an apartment community, we'd like to think that the apartment complex check those every year. But what are some tips for folks that live in, say, an apartment community?
If you're a renter, it is a state law that they provide them only if you live in an apartment that has a carbon monoxide emitting appliance, be it whatever kind of heating you've got. If it is a carbon monoxide emitting kind of a heat, then maybe you need to have one. If it's just the floorboard heating and that, you're not going to need that. But if you have attached garages to those apartments, townhomes, condos, all of that, absolutely they're required to provide that for you. And making sure that you're holding those landlords accountable. If you are a landlord, you need to pay attention to that. It is a state law that you do require, that you're required to have those. Again, there are some stipulations regarding on what kind of appliances you have in your apartment, if they are or are not. But by and large, most of those homes, if you're renting a home, absolutely, you definitely need to be having those alarms in your home.
Great information as always, Sunny. We'll catch you again soon. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
842 on KRDO News Radio, part of the KRDO Network.